Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Senate Bill 1999 is what we're talking about with Senator Mike Schultz in just a moment.
Who can you count on, especially during these uncertain times? Chances are it's people you know and trust. Oklahomans have known and trusted American Farmers and Ranchers Mutual Insurance for more than a century, and we're still offering the best insurance value for your dollar. For all your home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance needs, call your local American Farmers and Ranchers agent today. There's one near you.
Neighbors, you don't want to miss the Glover Cattle Company's annual bull sale coming Wednesday, March 3rd at the ranch in Elgin, Oklahoma. Ronnie and Tyler Glover will be offering 66 18-month to 2-year-old Angus bulls with EPDs that showcase moderate birth weights, excellent growth, and superior carcass value. Also selling that day will be 80 spring calving 2-year-old commercial pairs. Call Glover Cattle Company at 580-595-1494 or for a catalog, go to www.nationalcattle.com. March 3rd, Glover Cattle Company bull sale. The battle over the so-called equine dentistry bills are heating up in the Oklahoma House and Senate. These bills are to protect traditional animal husbandry practices, according to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, one of the chief proponents of the measure. The Senate version of these bills, Senate Bill 1999, authored by Mike Schultz of Altus.
You know, 1999 only deals with the animal husbandry aspect, has nothing to deal with the drug issue. I think it's pretty good common sense policy for the state of Oklahoma to define animal husbandry, what it is, what those acts are, and to include equine dentistry and also hoof trimming and shoeing into those acts. Looks like to me it's a pretty simple deal, pretty straightforward.
You know, you brought up the idea of drugs. I know that there are some folks that are raising the issue that somehow this is changing how drugs will be regulated in the state.
No, I have not seen any language yet that would change anything that we're doing with the drugs. If anything, all of the language I've seen makes it much more difficult for people to have those drugs, whether that be the equine dentist or whether that be the, you know, the horse owner. And that's been certainly the intent all along, is if we have a problem with the drugs, let's tighten that up and make sure that the people that shouldn't have those that don't have those.
We've got some folks that are pretty vehement that they don't like this bill.
We've got a lot of folks that have dug in pretty deep on the other side of it. But again, I think the animal husbandry language is pretty straightforward, pretty easy, pretty common sense. And again, on the drug issue, everybody all along has certainly said, if there is a drug problem out there, let's make sure that we make that tighter, and that there's certainly several ideas in the process that will make that happen.
Any idea on when you think it might move forward?
No, not at this time. I have a couple more colleagues I'd like to visit with before we bring it to address some of their issues. But again, Wednesday would be the quickest it could be done. But at this time, I don't know for sure when I'll bring it.
You got to feel pretty good about the Senate Ag Committee vote.
Very good about the Senate Ag Committee. There was one no vote, and even that no vote was not a hard no. You know, certainly everybody would like to see the two sides sit down and work things out. And, you know, depending on which side you're sitting on, some say it's happened, some say it doesn't happen. But, again, I think the animal husbandry language is common sense, straightforward, and a good policy position for the state.
Senate Bill 1999 and its House companion, 3202, seems to be boiling down as a battle between cattle and horse owners and veterinarians. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches proudly presents their annual Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, March 4th and 5th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Thursday, March 4th, 60 limousine and Limflex bulls and 225 females will sell. Then Friday, March 5th, 11 a.m., 500 Angus bulls to sell. For more information, contact Express Ranches, 1-800-664-3977, or go to their website, www.expressranches.com. Their annual Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, March 4th and 5th, Express Ranches. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.